Talk. Thank you for joining us on a Friday, recording this from the Adirondack Mountains. We've had a wonderful time spending with Ryan and Rachel and Reagan and Rhett. And as I've been thinking about the opportunity to be able to share with you, I've been thinking through the phrase of the moment, watching Reagan as she goes from one place to the next place, just enjoying the little things of life, the flowers, the birds. She stopped the other day and just looked at the ants and saw how fast they were moving, and it was something that just brought a smile to her face. So I want to encourage myself, and I want to encourage you to enjoy the moment. I know that there's a lot of things going on in your life today. I know life is busy. I know that there's pressures. I know that there's cost. But I just want to encourage you to enjoy that, the moment. I was thinking about James chapter 4, verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will get in such and we'll go and be in such and such a town and spend a year there, a trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For it's a mist, it's a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, to him it is sin. And so as I read through the book of James and in chapter 4, and I watch and even challenge my own heart, a lot of our lives are not lived in the moment. We're concerned. We're planning. We're going to do this and that instead of saying, okay, Lord, I realize that I'm just here for a very, very short period of time, and I want your wisdom, and I want to know what you want me to do. And if I go into this store, or if I get involved in this conversation, my heart and my desires, if the Lord wills, will be part of my life and my attitude and my heart. And then not only just if the Lord wills, then being willing to know, okay, this is what he wants from me. As James writes, this is what he wants these believers to live their life out of, not just be aware of it. A lot of us know that our lives are short. So not just being aware of it, but actually then, okay, look, I'm going to walk and live my life from this perspective. And so reminding us this morning, or whenever you pick this up, that if we don't do this, if we don't walk this way, then we're living in sin. We're not living how our Father wants us to live. And I realize there's a lot of, you know, factors that you're thinking about and what and in your life, and you're not like a little 2.5-year-old running around and enjoying life. But why can't we pause and think our way around the opportunities that are in front of us and live our life in the confidence, in the grace, in the truth, in the moment of, all right, Lord, if you've given me today, so whatever you want from me today, it's your day. And so as I walk today, I'm reminded that this is just a day. It's a gift. No guarantees for tomorrow. And because I know that, I want to communicate with you throughout the day, if the Lord wills. I want to be thinking and listening to the Holy Spirit and processing Scripture as I move about the day. Not knowing what we're going to face or not face. We don't know what's going to happen today. But we know the one who's in charge today. And so praying for you as you enter into this Friday, that you will process the moment, you'll enjoy the day, you will be reminded that it's a gift, and that you'll walk differently because you know who your Father is. So, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be alive today, to serve you today, and thank you for leaving us the Word of God to be able to navigate today. We don't know all that's going to take place today, but we know the one who does. And we have a choice to be arrogant and think that we can figure it out. But may we humble ourselves before you and not walk that way, that we walk in humility and in grace and in your power and your strength, instead of our thought processes and our opinions and preferences. So thank you for this new day. Use our lives to honor you, Jesus. Your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.